Week's shir is on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Hei Amud Bet, and deals with the classic sugya of Hadlakat Ner Shel Shabbat, which is of course the main theme in the second perek of Masechet Shabbat, Perek Bameh Madlikin. So we're starting four lines from the top of the page in the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to establish why it is that you can't light Ner Shel Shabbat, you can't light the Shabbat candles with tar. So my Tama, what's the reason? Amar Rava, Rava said, Mitoch Sherei Chora, because tar, when it burns, it smells very unpleasant. And Gzeira Shema Yanichena V'yetzei, and therefore Chazal made a Gzeira that one's not allowed to light Ner Shel Shabbat with tar, because we're worried that a person might dislike the smell so much that they'll abandon the candles and go out of the room. So Amare Abaye, Abai said to Rava, V'yetzei, so let him go out. What does it matter? He's died, he's lit the candles and he goes out, so who cares? Amar lei, so Rava responded, Sha'ani omer, because I hold that hadlakat ner b'shabbat chova'ah, that it's obligatory to light the ner shel Shabbat, and for reasons that we'll see, one presumably needs to be remain with those candles. Da'amar av nachmar av zavta, because they're those who say hadlakat ner b'shabbat chova, lighting the Shabbat candles is obligatory. Rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvit reshut, and washing one's hands, feet before Shabbat in warm water is optional. Vani omer mitzvah, and I say that it is a mitzvah, something that one should do. In any event, what we see here is the ruling of Rava that hadlakat ner b'shabbat chova, that there is an obligation to light the ner shel Shabbat. So we have a number of questions that we need to address on this point. I want to start off with the comments of the Bach in the beginning of Hilchot Hadlakat Ner Shel Shabbat, Simon Reish Samach Gimel. So the Bach has a problem, because our Gemara says that lighting the Shabbat candles is a chovah, is an absolute obligation, but on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, Rav Huna says, Haragil Baner, a person who is accustomed to lighting Ner Shel Shabbat, Havilei Banim Tamidei Chachamim, will have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. Damashma Da'inu Ela Rashut. That expression, Haragil Baner, a person who's accustomed to doing it, that implies that it's optional. It's something which is good to do, but it's not absolutely obligatory. Whereas our sugya indicates that it's a chovat, that it's obligatory. So how are we going to reconcile those two statements? Ela Baal Korcheich. So the Bach says, it must be dahachi ka'ama, this is what it means. Afal pi shechayav b'ner shel Shabbat, even though one has an obligation to light ner shel Shabbat, as is established by our sugya on Daf Kafhe, that's mikol makom yotzei yedei chovato afilu einu yafeh. Nevertheless, one fulfills the obligation even if one lights an inferior type of lamp, even if it's not a nice lamp, one still fulfills the obligation. But if one is careful to make it nice and elegant and presentable lichvod Shabbat, then havyelei banim tamidei chachamim. Then such a person will have children who are tamidei chachamim. So the way the Bach explains it is that there is an obligation, to a baseline obligation to light the ner shel Shabbat, and then there's another dimension which is doing it in a nice manner, a nice way. And that's what the Gemara on Kaf Gimel is referring to, Haragil Baner. Now let's look at the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Hay of Hilchot Shabbat. And the Rambam summarizes this sugya for us. So the Rambam says, Hadlakat ner b'shabbat eina reshut, imratza madlik v'imratza eino madlik. Lighting the ner shel Shabbat isn't optional. If you want to do it, you can do it, and if you don't want to do it, you don't do it. V'lo mitzvah she'eino chayav lirdof achareha ad she'yasena, and it's not a type of mitzvah that you don't have to that try and do. If it doesn't work out for you, you've got an Erev Chatzerot or Netilat Yadayim La'achila, like making an Erev Chatzerot or washing your hands before eating bread. There's no chiyuv to go and wash your hands before eating bread if you don't want to eat bread. You don't have to put yourself into such a situation. Likewise with Erev Chatzerot, that's if you don't want to carry, then you don't need to create an Erev Chatzerot. Elachova, but this is obligatory, meaning that you have to make sure you take care of it. And both men and women have an obligation to have a ner daluk, a lit lamp in their homes on Shabbat. Afilu einu ma yochal, and even if a person doesn't have any food to eat, shoel ha'ptachim lokech shemen u'madlik et haner, then they go around begging and they get oil and they light the ner, shezeh b'chlal oneg Shabbat. This is part of the requirement. It's mitivrei kabbalah v'karat el Shabbat oneg, a pasuk in Yeshaya, that's that one should have enjoyment of Shabbat, Oneg Shabbat. And by having the lights burning, that's Oneg Shabbat. It makes it into a pleasant, enjoyable environment. V'chayav levarich kodem hadlaka, and then before lighting the Ner Shel Shabbat, one says a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, asher kidishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu ladlik Ner Shel Shabbat. So a question discussed by the Gemara and by the Rishonim is, how can one say a bracha v'ashekid yishanu mitzvotav? That's for tzivanu on a bracha, on a mitzvah which is essentially midrabanan. And the answer is that we're saying the bracha not just on the mitzvah, but also on the mitzvah of listening to the chachamim. That's a subject for another shir in its own right. Kederek shemavarech al kol advarim shehu chayav bahem midivrei sofrim. That's just as one says a bracha on anything which is midivrei sofrim. Now, one of the questions is, why is it so important to light Ner Shel Shabbat? We see that it's a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbat, that's what the Rambam tells us. But to use the Lashon of Chova and to tell us that a person even has to go around begging at the doors in order to be able to light Ner Shel Shabbat, why was it regarded as being so critical to the observance of Shabbat? So one answer is suggested by a psikta, which says that the reason for lighting Ner Shel Shabbat is shelo yavo lidei chilul Shabbat, so that a person shouldn't come to desecrate and break Shabbat, meaning that light is an essential component of human existence. And in a home where there are no lights lit before Shabbat, so then it would be very likely that a person would kindle a light on Shabbat, and therefore Chazal said, make sure that you've got these lights burning before Shabbat. I found in a volume, somewhat academic volume that I have, that's called Bamei Madlikin, which discusses by and large all the technicalities of the different types of oils, etc., that are used in discussed in Perek Bamei Madlikin and were classically used or not used for lighting the Shabbat lamps. And has a little bit of a discussion why this mitzvah was regarded as being so important by Chazal. And the author of that work suggests that it actually might be part of the battle against the sectarians, and particularly the Karaites, who were of the opinion that lot of arois b'chol moshvotechem b'yom haShabbat should be taken literally, that you mustn't have any fire burning in your houses on Shabbat, including fire which was burning from before Shabbat. And that was apparently at one point in time a widespread point of dissension between the Rabbanites and the Karaites, and therefore, in order to dispel the Karaite belief, Chazal were very emphatic that Ner Shel Shabbat had to be lit before Shabbat and burned through Shabbat to show that we accept the rabbinic interpretation of the pasuk rather than the Karaitic interpretation of the pasuk. Now, a big question is, what is the purpose of lighting the Ner Shel Shabbat? I quoted the psikta that suggests it was so that a person shouldn't come to Chilul Shabbat. But we see there are other answers in the Rishonim as well. And if we look back to the Gemara, that's the page with the Gemara, I want to look at Rashi and Tosfot on the page. So Rashi, where he talks about chova, it's an obligation to light the Ner Shel Shabbat. Rashi says as follows, left-hand column, about six, seven narrow lines down, chova, kvod Shabbatu. This is a function of kavod Shabbat, of honouring Shabbat. She'ein su'uda chashuva ela b'makom or. Because it's only a su'uda chashuva, it's only a respectable, dignified meal, that if there's light there, ke'ein yamama, so that it's as almost as good as daylight. That's the way that one has a proper, dignified meal. If it's not a su'uda shel kavod, you can eat a sandwich in the dark. But if you want to give kavod to the meal, that's not only do you lay the table nicely, etc., etc., but you also have the lights turned on, I guess, so that you can see what you're eating, see what's presented on the table, perhaps see the other people around. So Rashi's telling us two important things. Number one, he's telling us that it's a function of the mitzvah of kavod. That's the chibad tomei asot drachecha, is what the Navi says about Shabbat. You shall honour it. That's the mitzvah of kavod on Shabbat. He's also indicating to us that the ikar mitzvah of hadlakat ner shel Shabbat is that's the place of the seuda, where one's having the meal. That's where one has to fulfil the mitzvah of kavod Shabbat. Now let's look at Tosfot, where Tosfot says, Hadlakat ner b'shabbat chova, peirush b'makom su'uda. So he, like Rashi, says that where there's a chova to light the ner shel Shabbat is where you're eating the meal. De chova hi sheyisod b'makom haner. It's obligatory to eat where the lights are burning. Mishum oneg, because of oneg Shabbat. So Tosfot, that's disagrees with Rashi and says, true that it's all that it's where you eat the meal that you have to have the Shabbat candles burning, but it's not because of kavod Shabbat, but it's because of oneg Shabbat. The meal that one has on Shabbat is the way that one is ma'aneg Shabbat. One enjoys Shabbat by having a nice meal, and part of the way that you have a nice meal is that you're not sitting in the dark, miserable and unclear what exactly it is that you're eating. But that you can see your food clearly, enjoy the presentation, enjoy knowing exactly what it is that you're eating. So we seem to have a machloket between Rashi and Tosfot as to whether or not the reason for lighting Shabbat candles is Kavod Shabbat or Oneg Shabbat. Now, if we look back at the Rambam that we just learnt, we'll see that the third line down, the Rambam says, "Afilu ein lo ma yochal," even if a person's got nothing to eat, "Shoel ha'ptachim," goes around begging, "V'nokeach shemen u'madlik et haner," and gets hold of oil and lights the lamp, "Shezeh bichlal oneg Shabbat," because this is a function of oneg Shabbat. Having the Shabbat candles burning is a function of oneg Shabbat. That's what the Rambam says. And that would seem that the Rambam holds like Tosfot. However, if we look right at the very end of Hilchot Shabbat, that's in Perek Lamed, Halacha Hay, the Rambam says a little bit differently, or significantly differently. The Rambam says, Mesadeh Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbat, so on a Friday afternoon a person should lay their table, even if a person's not very hungry. That's even though you're not so hungry, you still need to lay the table nicely. And likewise on Motzei Shabbat, one should lay the table nicely. Even though a person only wants to eat a kazayat of food, what we're seeing here is that the din of Sudat Shabbat is not just in terms of eating the food, but it's also in terms of the preparation and the display of the food. so that one gives due honour to Shabbat when it comes in and when it comes out. So Friday night, you have to have the table laid nicely. That's as you're welcoming in Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat, you also have to lay the table nicely as you're escorting Shabbat out. Likewise, one has a mitzvah to tidy up the house before Shabbat comes in. It's a function of Kvot HaShabbat. Ner Daluk, and there needs to be a burning lamp, the Shulchan Aruch, and not a text of Shulchan Aruch, but a laid table, and the couch is neatly arranged. Shekol Elu Lichvod Shabbat, because all these are Lichvod Shabbat, are for the sake of honouring Shabbat. So now we seem to have a stira or a machloket within the Rambam. On the one hand, in Perek, the Rambam's telling us Umadliket Haneshes Ebiklal Oneg Shabbat, that having the Shabbat candles is a form of enjoying Shabbat. And in Perek Lamed, he's telling us that lighting the Shabbat candles is Lichvod Shabbat, is honour of Shabbat. So he seems to be paskening, like both Rashi and the Tosfot as well. So how are we going to deal with this this apparent stira? That's, of course, the most obvious way, and perhaps the simplest way of dealing with it, is simply to say that there's two dimensions to it. That's Ner Shel Shabbat is both for Oneg and for Kavod. We fulfill two simultaneous obligations. And certainly some of the Achronim do say that this is how the Rambam should be understood, that there are two different considerations which are both being fulfilled, though not necessarily together, but perhaps more in tandem. That's in parallel rather than in tandem. So let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the way of resolving this Rambam is to say that both aspects of Kavod and Oneg exist. That to have candles lit where you're eating, that is a function of Kavod Shabbat. And in the other rooms around the house, it's a function of Oneg Shabbat. So you enhance your meal, you give kavod to the meal by lighting candles there, but around the rest of the house, so that you don't stumble into things, the concept that the Gemara refers to on Daf Kaf Gimel as being Shalom Bayit, that's Oneg Shabbat. It's Oneg Shabbat, you don't trip over things all the time. So that you don't trip over the things. V'zeu she'omru sham, and this is what the Gemara means on Daf Kafei Amud Bet, a little bit further on our page. V'atisnach mishalom nashi, zehad lakat ner b'shabbat. That's what does the Navi refer to in Eicha when he says, v'atisnach mishalom nashi, that's my soul that has been distanced away from my soul has been distanced away from peace, and that's a reference to the Ner Shel Shabbat, that they were unable to light the Ner Shel Shabbat, and that's what we refer to in terms of Shalom Bayit. That's Zehad Lakat Ner B'Shabbat, Dekshiyesh Ner Yesh Shalom. That's when there's light in the house, so then there's peace. V'lo Yikashlu Yipol, a person doesn't trip over things and fall over. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, somewhat answering the question that we posed earlier as to why is Ner Shel Shabbat so important, he says it's so important because it's got two functions to it, a function of kavod where you eat the meal and a function of oneg, the rest of the places around the house. Hechmiru b'chachamim v'asu ha-kemitzvah b'fnei atzmah. Chachamim were very strict about it and they said it's an independent mitzvah ad she'mevarachin aleha b'yichud, so much so that you make a special bracha over it. That's perhaps just over kavod alone or oneg alone, one wouldn't say a bracha, he's suggesting. When it's both kavod and oneg, one certainly says a bracha. V'od, and parenthetically, he adds, why else might it be that we say a bracha? Kevin de Ladat Bahag, she by Harry said, Kabbalat Shabbat Laisha Madleket, seeing as that lighting the Shabbat candles is not just functional, but it also serves to usher in Shabbat when a woman lights her candles. Lachein v'adai shayach bracha alzeh. Therefore, it's certainly appropriate to say a bracha when lighting the Shabbat candles. In any event, the Aruch HaShulchan that resolves the stira in the Rambam by saying it's referring to different situations. One is the situation where you're eating the meal. There you need to light the Ner Shel Shabbat because of Kavod. And the other situation is in the other rooms in the house. There you have to light the candles because of Onek. Interestingly, other Achronim make the same chiluk, just say it the other way round. That having the Ner Shel Shabbat lit where you eat the meal is oneg, because you enjoy your meal more. But lichvod Shabbat, you light the other, you light candles in other rooms as well. Let's look at a different answer from the Chida in the Machzik Bracha commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. That's, and the Chida makes a chiluk in the Rambam and says that the Rambam's distinguishing between not different different places around the house, but different people. For some people, lighting Shabbat candles is a mitzvah of oneg, or a kiyum of oneg, and for others it's a kiyum of kavod. What does he say? V'eshali yashayiv, so we could resolve it by saying, ki oneg Shabbat hu davar nosaf al min hakachol. What's the definition of oneg Shabbat? It's something additional to what you do throughout the week. As the Rambam says in Perek Lamed Halacha Zayin, Eizeh Oneg Shabbat, what's the definition of Oneg Shabbat? Tavshil Shamein Biyoter, Umashke Mevusam, some extra fatty foods and good-smelling beverages. That's, i.e., not just the regular food that you have during the week, but an enhanced type of food. Then came Beferek Hay, Ire Be'ani, Shitzarkli Shalar Ptachim. So therefore, the Chida says, in Perek Hay, where the Rambam says it's a function of that of Oneg Shabbat, that he's talking about an Ani, a poor person. Shitzarkli Shalar Ptachim Ulahadlik, he needs to even go round begging for oil so that he can light Nesha Shabbat. In Cain's there, Kolume Ani Ra'im, Halaych Chashachim. So for an ani, a poor person, the whole week round, you know, he goes to bed when it gets dark. If he's eating in the evening, he'll eat in the dark. That's he can't afford illumination during the week. But for Friday night, he's going to beg for oil and he'll light a lamp. And therefore for him it's oneg, it's a way of enjoying Shabbat. Shabbat, Friday night at least, he's able to see what he's eating and enjoy his meal properly. That's something in addition to what he does during the week. That's why the Rambam calls it oneg Shabbat. Because enhancing the weekday experience that he usually has. Omnam, however, Barov b'nei Adam shemalikim chol leilot hachol lachino kohogen mibod yom is kvod Shabbatu. Most people, they have light eat for their meals even during the week. And therefore, to prepare Ner Shel Shabbat in advance of Shabbat and to have it ready for Shabbat is a function for them. It's a function of kavod, giving honor to Shabbat, rather than a function of oneg. Because oneg is always an improvement on what you have during the week. And most people have lights on during the week. I want to conclude this question on the Rambam by looking at a famous answer of the Griz, Reb Velvel, the Brisker Rav, that's, who addresses this stira and makes a classic chiluk. So he points out that in Halacha, in Perek Hay, it says it's on a Shabbat, and in Perek Lamed, he says it's Kvod Shabbat. At the end of the third line, Lashon HaRambam, Sarakiyun, Shabbat, Kekatav, Din Hadlakat Ner, Davka, B'Shabbat. That's, look carefully, he says. In Perek Hay, the Rambam says that the Din of Hadlakat Ner is on Shabbat. And in Perek Lamed, he says that the chiyuv is that you do this before Shabbat comes in. That's in Perek Hay. That's what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, "Ve'echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayvin yot bevatehen ner daluk b'Shabbat." It's not so much the ma'isa; it's the totzah, the result of having candles lit. In Perek Lamed, though, that's the Rambam's lashon is different. That's title takein beitor mi ba'od yom v'yeh ner daluk. So it's true that he uses ner daluk, but this is all stuff talking about on erev Shabbat. That's so. Perek Hay is talking about on Shabbat. Perek Lamed is talking about on Shabbat. That's v'od kashel mashe katav mi ba'od yom. That's, it's also problematic. He says the Rambam uses the Ashram of Mibod Yom. You light the candles before Shabbat comes in. Heach Sheach Hadlaka B'Shabbat, Tvatai Sarek Lahadlik Mibod Yom. Kevan She Shabbat Asur Lahadlik. Obviously, it has to be before Shabbat comes in. Venira Lidav Halachot Eilu Heim Shnei Dinim Nifradim. So in classic Brisker style, the Griz says, no, in actual fact here, we've got two different dinim. By lighting the Shabbat candles, you fulfill two requirements. We fulfill both Oneg Shabbat and also Kvod Shabbat. Not like the Aruch HaShulchan was saying that in different rooms that you fulfill different mitzvot, and not like the Chidah was saying that different people are fulfilling different mitzvot, but that in actual fact, with each candle that you light, you're fulfilling different mitzvot. And they're quite different. The din of oneg Shabbat, of enjoying Shabbat, that's something which has to take place on Shabbat itself. Like all the other dinim of oneg Shabbat, like eating and drinking for Shabbat, you have to do that on Shabbat itself. That Masha Ein Kein B'Din Kavod Shabbat, but Kavod Shabbat is different. Shachiyuv Hu Kvar Mi Ba'od Yom, because the chiyuv of Kavod Shabbat kicks in already before Shabbat begins. Shezal Zel Gam Kein B'Chaval Chod Shabbat, because that is also a function of Kvod Shabbat. B'Gam Im Yitzuyar Hadlach. So now he's giving us a nafkamina. B'Gam Im Yitzuyar Hadlach B'Shabbat Atzmol. If you could get the Shabbat candles to light by themselves on Shabbat, which of course now we can. If you're using electric lights, you could set them on a time switch. Einol Mitkayim Bazed Din Kvod Shabbat. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbat. That's because you didn't do it that when Shabbat comes in, the lights are already lit. You lit the lights on Shabbat, or they were lit on Shabbat. So that means you've got Oneg Shabbat. You're enjoying Shabbat, but you didn't do the Maisa, the act of Kavod Shabbat. Vazeh Shabim Yishav L'Shon HaRambam. And now it's all, we can square the circle. Dover Perakei Mari B'din Oneg. Perakei, the Rambam's talking about Oneg Shabbat. Kmo Shekatav Sham Shezeh B'Klal Oneg Shabbat. Vazeh HaChiyuv Shech Davka B'Shabbat Atzmo. So you have to have the Shabbat candles burning on Shabbat itself. Masha Ein Kein B'Perak Lamed. But that's not what it's talking about in Perek Lamed. To Shammai, B'chiyuv Hadlaka, Midin Kvod Shabbat. There it's talking about the din of Hadlaka as a din in Kavod Shabbat. U'b'nmochach mehad deklal b'hadei dekavod, m'sam shekoleinu Kvod Shabbat. It's quite clear there in the Rambam that's talking about Kavod Shabbat. So essentially what we have here, certainly is a machlok between Rashi and Tosfot, as to whether the mitzvah of Ner Shel Shabbat is Kavod Shabbat or Oneg Shabbat. And then the two possibilities in the Rambam. That's, and the chiluk here of the Griz, that's Kavod Shabbat has to take place davka before Shabbat comes in. Oneg Shabbat has to take place davka on Shabbat. So there'll be a number of nafkaminas. That's one nafkamina will be what the Grizz suggested. If the lights can come on automatically on Shabbat, that's, so then you've got Oneg Shabbat, but you haven't got Kavod Shabbat. Likewise, it could be that a person's not eating at home and they light their Shabbat candles, that's, and then go out for dinner. They come back and the Shabbat candles aren't alight. They fulfilled the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbat. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat with those candles. So they might have fulfilled it with the candles of the Baal HaBayit. Our question also comes up with regard to Yom Tov. That's on Yom Tov. Do the Yom Tov candles need to be lit before Yom Tov comes in, or could they even be lit on Yom Tov itself with an existing flame? That's if it's a din in Kavod, or sorry, if the din of Kavod means, like the Grizz says, it has to be done before Shabbat or Yom Tov, then you can't wait till Yom Tov has come in. Whereas, from the Oneg perspective, it can be done after Yom Tov comes in. Also, the question about a blind person lighting Ner Shel Shabbat, if he lives by himself and there's nobody else around. Will that be a din? If it's a din in Oneg Shabbat, then the blind person gets no enjoyment from it. If it's a din in Kavod Shabbat, then he can fulfill the din of Kavod Shabbat. Also, a question will be that what about a man who brings in Shabbat and then his wife lights the Ner Shel Shabbat after that he's brought in Shabbat, that he brought in Shabbat by himself. That doesn't necessarily tie her down to accepting Shabbat, but she's lighting candles on his behalf. So he fulfilled the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbat, but he didn't necessarily fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbat. So those are some of the nafkaminas there to think about. Ad kan.